Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Welcome to a new week and welcome to a new month. Welcome to June. Already sliding by this year.
Halfway there.
Yeah, hope you're having a great day. Thanks so much for having us on this afternoon. Boy, it has been busy in the newsroom. Let's start with the top three local stories that might affect your day today.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, more high-rise construction's on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel, 215 rooms at 20 Via De Luna Drive. The hotel will be built between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium Resort. Escambia County's Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
Yes, and your second of the top three stories this afternoon. Escambia commissioners are ready to sell OLF 8 for $42.5 million to Tri-W Development and Chad C. Henderson Enterprises. The agreement under consideration is for $42.5 million and the entire 540 acres of property on 9 Mile Road. The OLF 8 sale will be discussed during the Board of County Commission meeting Thursday at 5:30 p.m.
Okay, number three this afternoon, and this is a very interesting story. Beginning today, Pensacola International is implementing the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. Now, this is designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need a little additional time, understanding, or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program originated at London's Gatwick Airport in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide. Today, 4:35, Todd Payne. Pensacola International will be joining us, and we'll talk about that program this afternoon.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, just tossing in a couple of extra local stories here for you. As I'm sure travelers are aware, on the off chance that you're not, 9th Avenue near Carpenter's Creek and Roy Street is back open. PPD says the road reopened over the weekend, and it had been closed since Wednesday due to a water main rupture.
Yeah, I know they reopened that thing late Friday afternoon. So it was a big help to folks traversing that part of the roadway, especially heading up northbound into Cordova Mall. Representative Michelle Saltzman, in partnership with local, state, and federal officials, will host in-person mobile office hours. This will assist in casework issues. Now, the event is scheduled in Brentwood, June 13th, 5045 North Palafox Street. Now, the office hours offer constituents who really don't live close to one of those district offices a more convenient way to retrieve and receive county, state, and federal casework assistance. Moving up on 4:15 now, let's go ahead and jump in with Austin. He has taken a look at our traffic and weather this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. Just about 4:15 here. Well, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the map here, there's not too much going on from what I can see. We do have some backups on Garson Point Bridge, traveling southbound, coming over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze Parkway. Also have some backups on Highway 90, traveling eastbound, passing the Avalon Boulevard area. We always have some issues there. That's now become a consistent issue, it seems. Last major spot is going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be high of 87, low of 76, with about a 30 to 50% chance of showers in the area.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, nearly a month after leaving the Capitol without passing a budget, House and Senate leaders have reached an agreement that will clear the way for lawmakers to begin hammering out details of a spending plan. They get this underway tomorrow. Lawmakers are expected to pass a budget for the 25-26 fiscal year on June 16th.
And two motorcyclists hurt after they hit an alligator in Volusia County. FHP says the two were driving on I-4 West in Orange City on Saturday when they hit a 6-foot gator in the road. One of the motorcyclists wound up hitting a tree. Both were taken to the hospital and are expected to survive. The FWC was called to help the gator, but there's no word on its injuries. And an FWC spokesman tells the Daytona Beach News Journal, it's not unusual for a gator to warm itself on the road since the pavement retains heat.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. We're kind of massaging this story. It's kind of sketchy at this point. We wanted to pass this on to you. Two people were hospitalized after a Navy helicopter, what they are the Navy officials are calling a hard landing in Santa Rosa County this afternoon. It happened around 2 over NAS Whiting Field's Navy outlying field in Santa Rosa near Milton. Initial reports from the scene indicate that the helicopter experienced a mishap on one of the field's helicopter pads while landing. The helicopter training squadron, 18 instructor pilot and student aviator were evaluated by EMS personnel and were transported to a local hospital for further evaluation. So not so bad. Could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. And a South Florida mother facing a second-degree murder charge in the disturbing death of her 6-year-old son. Investigators in St. Lucie County say Rhonda Palinas performed an exorcism on her son because she says God told her to. Deputies found the boy's body after the school reported him absent for more than 2 weeks, and they believe he'd been dead since May 18th.
Okay, Space Florida is launching a study about how NASA and the U.S. Space Force operations could be merged at Cape Canaveral. NASA is actively looking to consolidate or relocate operators and operations to streamline the organization. This year, there's been 31 successful launches from the Cape and 13 from the Kennedy Space Center.
And a man in a mental health crisis is in police custody after holding an hours-long standoff. He climbed on top of a pedestrian crosswalk signal at a busy Miramar intersection and refused to come down. Miramar Police's Janice McIntosh says this was the same man who was about 2 years ago at the same intersection, made headlines for climbing on a Miramar fire rescue ambulance and sat, danced, and did push-ups on it for hours. He was taken into custody then as well.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. Boy, when you hit that day, June 1st, a lot of thoughts go to hurricane preparedness. Well, assessing hurricane damage can be confusing at best. If a neighbor's tree falls into your yard during a storm, you're responsible for cleaning it up and paying for the damage. A Florida Senate bill to reverse this called the Fallen Tree Act did not pass during the recent legislative session. It would have made a tree owner responsible for the damage caused to another's person's property.
All right, 418, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll be back in just a few minutes with a pretty diverse array of some national headlines happening all across your country today, right here, once again, on News Radio 92.3. Don't go anywhere.
It's hurricane season, and Escambia County Emergency Management wants you to be 1 week ready. Join Escambia Emergency Manager Travis Tompkins and meteorologist Scotland Wilson on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 as they discuss hurricane preparedness and what it means to be 1 week ready. That's tomorrow at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So I'm apartment hunting and having this debate with a landlord.
Like I said, no pets. Just can't rent you the unit.
Yeah, he's a dog, but sir, he's not a pet.
He's four-legged, he's hairy, he's on a leash, that's a pet.
No, Henry is an assistance animal. Look, I'm legally blind. Couldn't you make a reasonable accommodation for my guide dog?
Young lady, you can call your canine friend anything you want. Those are the rules.
Rules? Rules that allow for housing discrimination? So I made a call to HUD to confirm that indeed landlords must make reasonable accommodations for assistance animals. And now we're so happy in our new apartment.
If you think you've been discriminated against because of your disability, race, color, religion, national origin, sex, or familial status, call the HUD hotline, 1-800-669-9777, or go to hud.gov/fairhousing. File a complaint. Make something happen.
Fair housing is your right. Use it.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love seeing him smile when he high-fives his teammates. I love seeing his eyes light up when his team scores a goal. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that high school sports have never been safer. Why? Because coaches have more information than they've ever had. Training techniques are more sophisticated, and equipment has never been more advanced. Playing high school sports isn't just safe. It's still the best way to give your teenager a healthy head start in life. And that's something I really love.
This message about the value of high school sports is presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Spent quite a bit of time talking about the Rafferty Center, the Southern Youth Sports Association facility, built with private money to help them expand their basketball and other sports services to underprivileged kids, and the cost to the city, a little bit of maintenance. And why were some people opposed to this? Has Florida really turned the corner on home insurance rates? We talked about that a little bit with Jimmy Petronas. And the former aircraft carrier, the Enterprise, is being dismantled in Mobile. Catch all these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Thanks so much for having us on. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. Monday afternoon, millions of Americans using AI with no national regulations in place to protect them against out-of-control technology. But Congress now wants to prevent states from creating their own rules. Here's more from Fox.
Tucked away in the president's big, beautiful bill, at least the House's version, there is this 10-year ban on states stopping them from passing their own AI laws or enforcing any that they've already passed. AI is moving so fast, faster than the speed of light, and it's being used everywhere. Self-driving cars, copying a musician's voice. That's why governments around the world are regulating this tech, but the U.S. is just not there yet. Congress is moving extremely slow, and Democrats are blasting this ban, saying the lack of rules could lead to an out-of-control big tech that would then put Americans, you at home, your data, your privacy at risk. House Republicans, though, say that the goal here is to prevent a patchwork of laws and give Congress a little bit more time to pass federal regulations.
424 News Radio 92.3, thinking about buying or selling that home. Here's your numbers that might help you out. Mortgage rates holding steady today, still slightly below the 7% mark. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.95%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage is 6.21%. It is 424 News Radio 92.3. We're watching the money today. Here's the latest.
Stocks rebounding from earlier losses and kicking off the new trading week and month higher after President Trump said he plans to double tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to 50% from 25%, fueling more uncertainty regarding trade policies. Shares of U.S. steel companies like Cleveland-Cliffs, Nucor, Steel Dynamics, among others, surging on the news. While shares of the big three U.S. automakers, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis, going in the opposite direction and falling today. The Dow winners, Boeing, IBM, and NVIDIA, the Dow decliners, Salesforce, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow rising 35 points, the Nasdaq higher by 129, S&P 500 up 24. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425, Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yes, let's see. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Ricky Stewart. Let's see here. Looking for the right Medicare health coverage? Visit Ricky Stewart at insuredbyricky.com. Expert guidance, personalized plans, your health your way. Again, that is Ricky Stewart. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Still got some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Garson Point Bridge. This is going to be if you're traveling southbound, just getting over the water, heading towards Gulf Breeze. So be on the lookout for that. It's not too severe at this time, though. Did have an accident report on Highway 90. This is going to be causing congestion in both directions, heading eastbound or westbound towards Glover Lane, so be on the lookout for that. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, going to have slight chances of showers throughout your Tuesday evening, high of 87, low of 76.
426 News Radio 92.3. Here's another top story that we're following for you this afternoon. Hurricane season is, of course, it's here, and artificial intelligence wants to keep you safe. Ethan Brown has more from Miami.
New AI products are taking their cracks at predicting tropical cyclones, and even the team of federal forecasters at the National Hurricane Center are interested in what it can do for them, Center Director Michael Brennan on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We're starting to pull them in and evaluate them in our system this year, compare them to the traditional modeling we use, and see how they might be used to supplement us as part of our tool set going forward.
Storm data devised by AI could be used to calculate storm tracks, watches, and warnings. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All right, and a federal hate crime charge and other state charges are set to be announced soon against a suspect in the fire attack on supporters of Israeli hostages in Colorado. Mohammed Sabri Solomon, charged with a hate crime involving actual or perceived race, religion, or national origin. It comes after Solomon allegedly injured 8 people in Boulder yesterday by reportedly using a makeshift flamethrower on the crowd and shouted Free Palestine during the incident.
Okay, 427, News Radio 92.3. President Trump wants money earmarked for Harvard to now go to trade schools. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
The Trump administration is freezing billions of dollars in federal research grants to Harvard, and the president says he has a plan where to send that funding.
I'd like to see a lot of money going into trade schools. I've always felt that, and we probably found our pot of gold, and that's what's been wasted at places like Harvard, and the money's been wasted.
Harvard has emerged as a top target for President Trump, who claims the school is not doing enough to protect Jewish students from anti-Semitism. The school is suing the administration over canceling grants and revoking its ability to enroll foreign students. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And a Supreme Court declining to hear challenges to bans on assault-style guns and high-capacity magazines. The High Court turned down 2 cases that challenge a Maryland law banning assault-style weapons and a Rhode Island restriction on magazines. The laws in both states will remain in effect as a result.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now. Thanks for having us on today. An amazing rescue off the coast of Connecticut. A plane crash here. Daria Albinger has the details on that plane crash.
It's a miracle they survived. That's what the FAA and other authorities are saying. A man and a teenage girl were pulled from Long Island Sound after their small plane crashed near the Connecticut coastline. The 6-seater Piper PA-32 went down Sunday near the Thimble Islands about 10 minutes after taking off from the airport in Bridgeport. The occupants put out a desperate call for help. They were cleared for an emergency landing at nearby Tweed New Haven Airport, but couldn't make it. The FAA says the plane sank quickly. However, the Coast Guard got to the scene in time to pull the two out of the water. They were taken to a nearby hospital for treatment for minor injuries. The FAA is investigating. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And the Northern Lights may be visible for some in 15 different states tonight. NOAA says it's due to a geomagnetic storm that pushes auroras further south than they usually go. Alaska has the best chance to see them. So a tad bit from the Sunshine State, but that's okay.
I would say you probably have to get up to Michigan or something, Montana or something like that.
Yeah,
to be able to see these things. Well, the way the flights are going out of Pensacola International, go ahead and this afternoon jump on something. You can probably make it up there by the time the lights are in the sky.
Yeah, why not?
Who knows? Okay, ICE arrested hundreds of suspected illegal migrants in Boston. This was during an operation called Operation Patriot. Alexis McAdams in Boston with more.
These raids leading to nearly 1,500 arrests, and ICE says nearly half of them are convicted criminals, like two men from El Salvador. ICE says one was wanted for murder, kidnapping, and robbery, and the other a convicted child rapist who was living next to a playground outside of Boston, according to police. So even with all of those criminal arrests, protesters in this area are focusing on the arrest of a Massachusetts high school student. The Brazilian national detained over the weekend. ICE says, listen, this is an 18-year-old was arrested for being in the country illegally. The main target was his dad, who police say was wanted for reckless driving.
Okay, the National Hurricane Center reporting no tropical cyclone activity is expected for the North Atlantic, Caribbean, and the Gulf of America over the next 7 days. Looking good out there. We're going to talk some sports coming up in five on News Radio 92.3.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Federal officials charging Mohammed Sullivan with a hate crime, among others, after an attack involving a makeshift flamethrower. 8 people injured. A federal complaint says he deliberately targeted a pro-Israeli group in Boulder, Colorado.
Authorities say of the suspect, quote, he stated that he wanted to kill all Zionist people and wished they were all dead. He specifically targeted the Zionist group that had gathered in Boulder, having learned about the group from an online search.
Fox's Alicia Acuna there. Russian-Ukrainian officials finishing another round of talks, but still no peace deal.
The two sides agreed to swap war dead and wounded troops, but it does not appear Russia and Ukraine made progress towards ending their 3-year war after a day of talks in Turkey. President Trump has proposed a 30-day ceasefire that so far has been accepted only by Ukraine.
Fox's Jared Halpern, America is listening to Fox News.
It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us the freedom of religion.
It's the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote.
It's the veteran, not the poet, who has given us the freedom of speech.
The veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us the freedom to assemble.
It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press.
It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial.
We should all be very proud of our young men and women in the service, no matter where they serve. Thank you.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Who do you love? Here's today's top three stories.
Well, more high-rise construction is on the way for Pensacola Beach. Get ready for an 11-story hotel with 215 rooms at 20 Via De Luna Drive. The hotel will be built between the Beach Club Resort and Spa and the Emerald Isle Condominium Resort. Escambia County's Development Review Committee approved the development plans during its final May meeting.
Okay, the second topical story we want to pass on to you this afternoon. Escambia Commissioners ready to sell OLF 8. For $42.5 million to Tri-W Development and Chad Henderson Enterprises. Now, the agreement under consideration is for $24.5 million and the entire 540 acres of property on Nine Mile Road. The OLF 8 sale will be discussed during the BOCC meeting on Thursday. They get that underway around 5:30.
And your third and final top story this afternoon, beginning today, Pensacola International implementing the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program, which is designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. Passengers can participate by wearing a sunflower lanyard, discreetly indicating they may need additional time, understanding, or support while navigating the airport. The Hidden Disability Sunflower Program originated at London's Gatwick Airport in 2016 and has since expanded worldwide.
Okay, 435 News Radio 92.3. What a great walk-in for the story you just mentioned. Todd Payne, over at Pensacola International, joining us this afternoon. You guys have really introduced a program close to my heart, the Hidden Disability Sunflower Program, designed to support travelers with non-visible disabilities. You know, there's a lot of pressure on people out there, especially if they have Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or any type of physical diseases like that. It can be pretty rough for travelers, can it?
Chris, you're absolutely right. You know, the goal of the airport has been to broaden and deepen the opportunity to provide a high level of guest experience and guest service. And we felt this was a great way to do that. As I think it was mentioned, you know, this program started back in 2016. The folks at London Gatwick, a major airport, obviously, in the UK, you know, they were looking at their guests who had disabilities they could see in their wheelchairs, but they wanted to start a program that would provide for people who they couldn't see had disabilities. And as you're right, it applies to anything and anyone, whether they're on the spectrum or they have dementia or they just came out of surgery, any number of things. Or, you know, even if they're just have anxiety going through the screening line at TSA, there's a lot of noise and there's a lot of impacts related to travel today, less so here in Pensacola, more so in some of the major airports around the world. But it's just about trying to do the right thing and bring a great opportunity to Pensacola that we can improve the level of customer interaction.
And we're speaking to Todd Payne from Pensacola International. And I'll tell you firsthand, I'm not sure you're aware, but I've been a Parkinson's caregiver for 14 years now. And
fantastic.
I see this in my patients' eyes. They tell me when they go into public that people are staring at them or they make them feel uncomfortable or whatever. This is a beautiful and delicate way to help these people maneuver today's societal opinions.
It really is. And you see it in other airports. You see it in theme parks now. You've got airlines who are part of this thing worldwide. There's, say, over 300 airports now that are in this program. And we're delighted to introduce it here at Pensacola.
Yeah, it's. I even was telling my neighbors, I was saying I was going to be interviewing and meeting with you today on the air, and I was talking about this program because a lot of our neighbors in the neighborhood, they know her as, you know, having a problem walking sometimes and tremors, things like
sure.
that. But they're very humanely astute to what, you know, what they're going through. And when I thought about these lanyards, I said, boy, this could be great in society as a whole. Just it's such a beautiful way to, you know, very softly remind people that, yeah, these people have a little problem. Let's treat them with respect.
Right. And we've requested all of our customer service people, when they see someone who's wearing the sunflower lanyard, and we were seeing it even before we joined the program where people were coming in from other places, but to ask them if there's anything that we can do to assist them in their travel, if there's any needs that we can provide, and just give them a little extra time as they're getting through, you know, and that means a lot to people.
It really does.
So we're glad to do that. The lanyards are available here at the airport at the information desk on the first floor.
Okay.
It's located between baggage claim and the ticket counter area. And we just ordered a large supply. We had a starter kit, and we're excited about being part of the program.
Well, I want to tell you this. I am going to make my way by the airport by tomorrow and pick up one of those lanyards for my patient. So she can wear that through the neighborhood, and maybe people will start
absolutely
get in tune with what's going on out there and how we can support this program. Todd, you guys do such great work at Pensacola International. It's just I'm just really proud to talk to you guys and talk about the different programs that you're announcing. But thanks for your time. I know you're extremely busy today, but again, great program and kudos to you guys.
Absolutely. Real quick, I know you got to run. We have a new shuttle tracker for our parking lots.
Oh, good, 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 good.
As well. So if you park in one of the remote lots, You can hit a QR code in the lot, or you can go to the website. It'll show you where the shuttle is. And it's always within 7 minutes, but it'll show you exactly where it is so you're ready for it to arrive.
And I will
That's
tell you.
That's the newest thing as of today.
I'll pass this on to you as well. Last week, my son flew in from Norfolk, Virginia. He got a chance to fly Breeze. And
yes, that's a direct flight over Tampa.
Loved it. I mean, this is a great airline. Of course,
That airline was started by David Neeleman, who started JetBlue.
Well,
that's
listen,
new airline.
A great airline. And in fact, kudos going out to your staff, because I had to pick him up early in the morning, like 6 o'clock or something like that, early in the morning. I forget what time the Breeze flight gets in, but I picked him up, and the staff on site at the airport were so courteous, moving traffic along, not forcefully, but just real nicely. Right. And good staff out there, and good things you guys are doing at Pensacola International.
Well, we appreciate that. And remember, we got a cell phone lot now for people to park in and wait rather than going up to the curb. And that's a lot easier for people, too, and that's free.
You see, I'm always learning stuff. Every time I get you on the air with me, I learn something about Pensacola International.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, Todd Payne, Pensacola International, have a great afternoon, sir.
You too. All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Always enjoy talking with him. Just absolutely a great guy in the programs they're doing. The program, again, is called the Hidden Disabilities Sunflower Program. They're doing it at Pensacola International. Lanyards on the first floor information desk, and they began distributing those today.
Absolutely.
Here's today's health news.
Well, Rite Aid plans to shutter more than 300 of its stores. This comes after the drugstore chain filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last month. The newly planned closures are in addition to the more than 100 that Rite Aid announced last month it would close. Rite Aid currently has around 1,200 stores in operation, and that's down about half the number it had just 2 years ago.
A recent study out here found mothers are having trouble with their mental health. Now, this is a serious problem. Alexandria Hoff has more details.
The moms are not all right. A new study from JAMA shows a shocking decline in the mental health of mothers. They studied nearly 200,000 mothers with children under 18 and found as of 2023, 1 in 12 rated their mental health as fair or poor. Additionally, only a quarter of moms say their mental health is excellent. That's down from 38% in 2016. Researchers didn't look into the reasons why mothers are struggling, but experts point to a number of theories, including limited access to mental health care, social isolation, and a rise in substance use disorders, along with stressors like lack of access to child care and overall financial strain. While it can be difficult to balance it all, experts say prioritizing mental health is important because it can have a trickle-down effect on the development of kids.
And a salmonella outbreak in cucumbers has expanded to include 45 people reporting illness in 18 states. Target has been added to the list of retailers that sold recalled cucumbers or ready-to-eat products with the fruit and is warning consumers to throw them in the trash. Target released a list of recalled products, including a Greek-style chicken salad from Boar's Head and several types of sushi sold under the Mao brand.
Okay, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. taking aim at what he calls an autism epidemic, citing a regulation from the former President Obama, finalized under former President Biden. Alexandria Hoff is in Washington. She's got the details.
This is about the home and community-based settings rule. Families tell me it was well-intentioned, a way to try to shift away from institutional care to community-based support for those who can't live alone. In a statement from March of 2023, CMS announced it protects individuals' autonomy to make choices to control the decisions in their lives. So it effectively mandates states to require group home settings to not lock doors, give residents full access to food and cleaning supplies, things like that. Well, it sounds good, except for people with severe or profound autism simply cannot survive those freedoms. So largely, group homes cannot accept them.
And toxic heavy metals such as arsenic, cadmium, lead, and mercury being found in popular rice brands across the U.S. A study by Healthy Babies Bright Futures tested 145 rice samples from various stores in 20 metropolitan areas, including New York, L.A., and Miami. Arsenic was found in all samples, and the study highlighted that brown rice showed the highest levels of heavy metals.
I think one of the hardest things is to get men to go to the doctors. I'm just saying that as an observation. But men don't like to go to the doctors. But if you are a man, health experts warning you to go see a doctor this month. Here's Lisa Brady explaining why.
This is House Call for Health. June is Men's Health Month.
The Indiana Clinical and Translational Sciences Institute says men are less likely than women to get medical help. Around 60% get routine checkups, waiting for symptoms to become bad before seeking help. The institute identifying several critical key health issues men face. First is heart disease, then there's prostate cancer, mental health, and suicide remains a leading cause of death for younger men. The institute says you can participate in Men's Health Month by scheduling regular checkups, promoting healthy lifestyles, raising awareness, and supporting mental health initiatives. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
4:45, afternoon slipping by on us. News Radio 92.3. It is time for Austin Price, looking at that weather and traffic together this afternoon. What's going on?
Well, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, Chris, do have some backups on Highway 90. This is going to be traveling eastbound and westbound towards Glover Lane. We did have an accident report that is causing those backups, so try to avoid that area if you can. Also have some issues on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 85 degrees, low of 71. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 87, low of 76, with about a 30 to 50% chance of showers throughout the latter half of your Tuesday.
All right. News Radio 92.3, parts of the Plains and West are likely to see rising temps. Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz tells us more details in your Fox weather forecast.
High pressure bringing dangerous heat across the western southern plains. Triple-digit temperatures are expected in parts of California, Arizona, Texas, and New Mexico. Excessive heat warnings are in effect. Farther north, a frontal system is pushing through the upper Midwest and Great Lakes, which will bring showers and thunderstorms today, some of which could turn severe. Damaging winds and hail are the main threats. In the southeast, lingering moisture will keep a risk of pop-up thunderstorms high, particularly in the afternoon and evening hours. Meanwhile, in the northeast, the Mid-Atlantic will enjoy relatively mild conditions with highs in the 70s and low 80s under partly cloudy skies. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Neurotech startup Paradromics today announced that it did implant a brain-computer interface in a human for the first time. The procedure took place in the middle of May at the University of Michigan with a patient who was already undergoing neurosurgery to treat epilepsy. Lilo and Stitch topped the weekend's box office with another $63 million in ticket sales. The film is now the second highest grossing movie of the year, with just over $280 million domestically. Stellantis-backed Leap Motor delivered just over 45,000 vehicles in May, reflecting year-over-year growth of nearly 150%. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow up 35, the S&P 500 added 24, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ grew by 0.6%. U.S. crude oil futures for July are up more than 3.5% above $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Do you remember the little short little lady that used to do the Wendy's hamburgers? She, where's the beef?
I don't remember ever living to see it, I do know the reference,
I forgot her name, but you know, there's a new line going out now, where's the beef, that makes me think of the little lady from Wendy's who, of course, has passed away many years ago. There is a new burger themed around President Trump, growing a lot in Texas. Sue Guzman has more.
The restaurant chain Trump Burger features burgers branded with the president's name, American flags, even red, white, and blue colored drinks. The menu includes the classic Trump Burger, 8 ounces of Angus beef, cheddar cheese, lettuce, onions, and tomato, and a special sauce. And then there's the Trump Tower that features 16 ounces of Angus beef with all the toppings. There's also a First Lady chicken sandwich and even a Biden burger. Trump Burger currently has 4 locations, including Belleville and Houston. The store is also offering Trump-related merchandise for diners to purchase. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
And Axon, the company that makes tasers and body cams for law enforcement, has the highest paid CEO in the country. Rick Smith was paid $165 million in 2024. That's according to a Wall Street Journal analysis. The median pay for CEOs last year was $16.8 million. So it sounds like business is booming in law enforcement. My goodness.
Yeah, it certainly does, doesn't it? It is 4:49. News Radio 92.3. If you're seeing a little bit of haze out there this afternoon, don't forget the Saharan dust is over the area this week, so it might play on a little bit of respiratory problems. So it's here. So if you think it's hazy out there, you're absolutely right. Car market reset could be coming to a dealer near you. Jeff Manasso has the details for us.
After booming auto sales in March and April, Cox Automotive says that May sales were flat in what experts say could be the beginning of the 2025 car market reset, that Americans willing to pay really expensive auto prices have already made their purchases, and that this summer and fall might end up being a car buyer's market. Look for lower prices, better incentives, and perhaps dealers more willing to deal to move metal. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And an iPad Instagram app will be coming out sometime this year. Bloomberg reports that the development of the app is well underway at Meta, the company which owns the social media platform. Instagram was originally an exclusive iOS app in 2010, but hasn't been on the platform since Meta, then Facebook, bought it for $1 billion back in 2012.
Okay, JetBlue has a new partner, but is ruling out a closer relationship. This is kind of an oxymoron. Jenny Casola has the report.
JetBlue Airways says its partnership with United Airlines will not lead to a merger. Last week, the two companies revealed a collaboration called the Blue Sky Initiative. It will allow travelers to book flights on both airlines' websites and allows travelers to collect and use points on either frequent flyer program. JetBlue CEO Joanna Garrity tells Reuters her airline has spent a lot of time with the Justice Department over the past 5 years, and the airline is playing it safe. JetBlue's proposed merger with Spirit Airlines was blocked by a federal judge last year. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, President Trump's America First agenda is now taking aim at the lumber industry as business groups now are at odds on how to protect lumber interest as the housing market slows down. Kelly Sabrini has more from Chicago.
This is a decades-long dispute between Canada and the U.S. and where we get our lumber from. And this is important because right now there's a 14.5% duty on the lumber that we import from Canada. But as of right now, there is no reciprocal tariff on that wood. Industry groups that were bracing for a potential tariff that would increase the overall duty on Canadian lumber to 35% later this year. And here at Acme Lumber, owner John Kalibich tells me prices are steady. He's able to keep them flat thanks to wood pricing, but also a soft housing market. And contractors are telling him that demand for small repair work and also big ticket projects are both on the decline.
All righty, just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. When we return, we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous, lighthearted stuff to ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour. Once again, on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, guys. I just want to warn you, traffic is tough out there.
We are here for you to tell you how to keep safe.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can.
To provide the music, talk, and sports you love. And to deliver the news that matters to you. We are the voices you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
My grades were bad. I would like get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
There are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Miss Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters, Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Prosecco Week, Father's Day, Craft Beer Festival, Juneteenth, Toast of the Coast, High on the Hog, Dinner with Strings, and the 4th of July. Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
455 News Radio 92.3. Heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price standing by here looking at that weather. Local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Let's see. Looking at our map here, not too much going on. Do have some backups if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. And also got severe backups going both ways, eastbound and westbound on Highway 90. If you are traveling towards Glover Lane, there was a severe accident in that area earlier this hour. As for the weather, sitting at around 85 degrees, low of 71 tonight. Tomorrow, in the latter half of your Tuesday, you may see a slight chance of rainfall increase towards Tuesday night. Tuesday's high is going to be 87 with a low of 76.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, cooler talk could be a bit amusing today and moving into the rest of the week. Why? Because if somebody says to you, boy, it sure is hazy outside, you have to correct them. It's a Saharan dust. The plumes are making their way across the Gulf, targeting the Florida Panhandle, including the entire state, stretching westward across Louisiana into Texas and northward into Georgia by the end of this week. So that's what's going on. It's not haze. It's the Saharan dust, for goodness sakes.
Okay, Duck Get it right.
That's right. Duck Dynasty crew back for more family fun. Michelle Polino has a preview for you.
Honey, I'm home.
The Robertson family returns with Duck Dynasty, the revival, premiering 9 p.m. Eastern on A&E. It's been 8 years since the original series signed off, and now the family is back on screen with Willie and Corey leading a new chapter alongside their adult children and grandkids. Fan favorites Miss Kay and Uncle Si are also back, bringing plenty of humor and heart. The series will also reflect on the recent passing of family patriarch Phil Robertson, who died May 25th at 79 after battling Alzheimer's and other health issues. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Downton Abbey, the grand finale, is out now. The film is the third in the franchise and will be the conclusion to the story that started as a TV series in 2010. It will follow Lady Mary as she takes part in London's high society, and the cast includes Michelle Dockery, Hugh Bonneville, Elizabeth McGovern, and Jim Carter. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hits theaters on September 12th.
Happy birthday, Sgt. Pepper's, one of the Beatles' best love albums, coming out in 1967. Fox's Jonathan Savage has another listen for you.
When I get older, losing my head.
The album that gave us When I'm 64 is turning 58. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band has always appealed across generations. Classic songwriting blends with 60s culture and musical experimentation galore. Of course, that wasn't all the Beatles were experimenting with in the 60s. They've always denied that song's title was an intentional reference to LSD. Sgt. Pepper is one of those records that doesn't seem to age. In fact,
it's getting better all the time.
Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
All right, and rapper DMX releasing brand new music as part of his upcoming posthumous album. The estate of Earl DMX Simmons released his new song, Bring Out the Worst, featuring Joyner Lucas on Friday. The album is set to be a compilation of never-before-heard collaborations between X and some of the biggest names in hip-hop, though an official track list has not been confirmed. The collection of rare collaborations will drop 4 years after his 13-track Exodus album.
Okay, News Radio 92.3. Afternoon, everybody. Lilo and Stitch continues to dominate the weekend movie box office. Kathleen Maloney has those numbers.
Lilo and Stitch takes first place again with $63 million in North American ticket sales.
We have apprehended a dangerous experiment. Where is he?
He escaped.
He is trying to find the police cruisers.
He took the red one.
The Disney live-action film passes Sinners to become the second highest grossing movie of the year. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning stays in second place with $27.3 million. Karate Kid Legends debuts in third place, bringing in $21 million. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Okay, a Texas-based music, tech, and film festival branches out across the pond at its very first event in Europe. Christian Goodwin has more.
The inaugural South by Southwest London Festival runs through Saturday in the UK. Stretching across more than 25 venues, from neighborhood legends to historic sites, organizers say it will feature hundreds of talks, panels, film screenings, and performances showcasing the world's best innovators in tech, screen, music, and creativity. Based in Austin, Texas, the first South by Southwest conference and festival was held in 1987, initially focusing on music. But over the last four decades, it's expanded to a global event, attracting thousands of creatives in film, technology, and interactive media. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The Floribama's annual fishing rodeo coming up this weekend with a three-day beach party that includes daily weigh-ins, live music, great food. The tournament gets underway on Perdido Key Drive Friday through Sunday with anglers competing in 30 categories. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.